Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
If I had my druthers, I'd rather play bass than play guitar, because I get more satisfaction out of that.
Charlie Hunter might prefer bass over guitar, but instead of choosing between instruments, he combines them into one. This is Take 5 from WFUV.
Hi, this is Rita Houston. One surefire way to stand out as a musician is to create your own instrument. And since the first Charlie Hunter Trio album back in 1993, 7- and 8-string guitars have been the key ingredient in Hunter's fusion of rock, funk, and jazz. Of course, a trio involves 3 people, and for several years, Charlie held tight to the guitar, drums, and sax combo. Side projects kicked in as well, but the new album, Mystico, marks a return to the trio in a different form. So with 7-string, drums, and keys ready to go, Charlie Hunter talked with FUV's Darren DeVivo about a few of the decisions behind his sound and his instrument.
When it comes time to record an album, for whatever reason, whether the record company is ready for something or you're just ready and you have songs, at the very beginning of the project, you already know, well, I'm going to work with this musician, and it comes together. I'm going to work with a trio, or this will be a quartet album, or does it evolve as you go along?
Well, yeah, it's some of both, because if you overly identify too much with exactly what you want to do, then you kind of will deny yourself all of the cool things that can happen that you didn't expect to happen. So you kind of have to really be ready to do both things. The trio setting is a good thing as far as improvisation goes, you know. Minimal amount of people can communicate a little faster than the larger group. And also I wanted a whole different sound, which this is a whole different sound from my last group.
You're playing basically the bass lines and the guitar lines together on this custom-made guitar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, more or less it just came out of, you know, I was really into Joe Pass and Tuck Andrus and anyone who did kind of nifty counterpoint stuff on the guitar. And I also played a lot of bass and a little bit of drums as well. And so it kind of puts all of those things together. Wanted to get more bass range. And I went to this guy, Ralph Novak, in the Bay Area. He said, can you build me this, et cetera, et cetera. And he did.
It's what, 5 strings considered the guitar strings?
Well, on this one, 4 strings are the guitar, and then 3 are the bass.
Now, on the 8-string guitar,
yeah, I used to have a
play?
Higher string.
Okay.
But I'm 40 years old now, and I just got rid of that high string. It was kind of like my 40-year-old birthday present to myself. I just couldn't handle the rigors of that extra string anymore. And plus, the older I get, the more I do this, the less of like a guitar player or bass player mentality I have, and it just becomes its own thing.
Special Shirt, live music from the Charlie Hunter Trio and their recent stop at FUV. That's just one of many exclusive interviews and performances in our online archives at WFUV.org.